In the name of that great God, in whose name we come this evening, and who blesses us with His word and His presence, may His grace be unto us tonight. Amen. Jesus speaks to us in the gospel reading, as well as the Old Testament scripture reading, about more than manners. How important are manners? Or maybe another way, how uncomfortable are you around people with no manners? It's interesting, we have to teach our children manners, don't we? They don't just naturally know them. We need to teach them that you use a fork and a spoon for eating food and not just your fingers, although they start off that way. We need to teach them that a napkin is to be placed into your lap and not just to be on the table there. We need to teach them that you don't chew with your mouth open, or you don't talk with food in your mouth, all kinds of things that are table manners. There are social manners as well. If you bump into somebody, you say, "Excuse me." Or if you need to leave the table, you ask for permission to leave. Or there's all kinds of ways of social manners. How about driving a car? Are there any manners with driving a car? Do you sometimes wish that others had better manners as they drive their car? How about on the school or on the playground or at work? Or how about political speeches? Are there manners with politicians and political speeches? We won't go there tonight. Our scripture reading for tonight speaks to us about Jesus being invited to a Pharisee's home. A Pharisee's home, and boy, that Pharisee had no manners whatsoever. We hear Luke tells us that Jesus was invited to that Pharisee's home and everybody was watching him. What that means is they were setting up a trap. They invited Jesus in order to catch him in something that he said wrong, in order to discredit him, in order to somehow belittle him, somehow to make him seem much smaller. And not only was Jesus kind of an uninvited guest as far as manners were concerned, but they invited another man. How interesting, the translation says he was puffed up. I think that's probably a good thing. He was quite a sight to see. Now, if this is a prominent Pharisee, do you think he would have invited somebody like that to a formal dinner? But they set him in front of Jesus. And they set him in front of Jesus, and how embarrassing that must have been for that man. But Jesus loved that man. And Jesus loved the Pharisee, and Jesus loved the people there as well. And so Jesus spoke about the elephant in the room. Jesus said, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day or not?" And they were all thinking, "No, no, no." But Jesus knew, and Jesus, in his great love for that man, healed him and let him go home. Oh, I'll bet that man was happy to get out of there. But then Jesus wanted to teach this Pharisee and teach us about more than manners, much more than manners. What Jesus wanted to teach this Pharisee was a matter of the heart. He wanted to change hearts, because when hearts are changed, then manners just follow and things happen in that way. Jesus knew that these banquets and these times of being invited were really a way of a social currency. It was a way of kind of getting social status. You could invite all kinds of the most famous people that were there, and by being with them, your social status grew. And then there was a responsibility that if you were invited to their house, then they had to invite you to their house, and so you would get some more invitations that were there. Jesus knew that great sin of pride and self-centeredness and using other people in order to try and raise themselves up. And Jesus wanted to teach a very important lesson, a very important lesson about humility. And so Jesus comes to his host, and he says to him, "I want to tell you a parable. I want to tell you a story. A story about this person that has come to the banquet. And he went and sat at the highest place, But someone more important to him came, and so he was humbled and had to go and sit in another place. And Jesus says, he who humbles himself will be exalted. He who exalts himself will be humbled. The Pharisees should have known this because it's taught in the Old Testament. It's in the book of Proverbs. They should have known this, and maybe they knew it in their minds, but they did not know it in their hearts. Jesus comes to change hearts. There were two men who were at the coffee shop, and as they were drinking coffee, they were kind of one-upping each other, and they were talking about all the different things that they did in church. And one of them said, oh, I do this in the church. And there says, oh, yeah, but I do this in the church, and I do this in the church, and I do this in the church. And as they were talking, they were kind of bragging to each other. Well, the one man went home and said to his wife, you know, friend and I were talking at the coffee shop, and you know what? I think that I'm a little closer to the Lord than he is. And the wife simply said, neither one of you is pushing the Lord too much. How very true that is. As we sometimes think so highly of ourselves and the things that we can do, and it's true that we too need a change of heart. We too need to understand that it's not about us, it's about Jesus. Jesus noticed that they took the places of honor at the table, and so he said, he who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The deadly sin of pride, that deadly sin of pride that has come into the world from the very beginning, still is so much around today, and it causes so many difficulties. Jesus would have us to know, he says it a number of times in all of his teachings, that repentance is the true way of being exalted and brought up into God's kingdom. He always warns us about that sin of pride that got the devil at first, and then got Adam and Eve as well. That sin of pride that is just so natural to us that we want to have the glory for ourselves and see that for us. Jesus would come in and have a change of heart, a repentance, a humbling of us, a coming in and of understanding what Jesus Christ has done for us. Not taking the place of honor, but seeing the needs of others and seeking to serve them. It's in the book of Proverbs. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. That's the way that it is in the social setting. Jesus would have us to have his eyes of love, and to see people in love, and to do the things that they need because of our great love for them. And so he talks to us about the fact that our value comes not because of what we are, but because of whose we are. I like cartoons because they can oftentimes help out with teaching a very, very good lesson. Dennis the Menace and his friend Joey were walking away from Mrs. Wilson's house with hands full of cookies. And little Joey said, I wonder what we did to deserve these cookies. And Dennis says, look, Joey, Mrs. Wilson gives us cookies not because we're nice, but because she's nice. How true to our relationship with God as well. One of the real dangers of sinful pride, and one of the real dangers of using people or thinking that somehow we have to lift ourselves up, is to transfer that over to our relationship with God. To somehow think that we need to earn God's favor or do something for God so that he might bless us. But like Joey and Dennis the Menace, God does not bless us because we're good. Oh no. God blesses us because he is good. And one of the blessings that he does is he helps us to be humbled. He helps us to know that we come with the confession, I am a sinner. And then to hear, your sins are forgiven. The humbling that he would have us is to know that we are a sinful human being, and it is he that raises us and lifts us up. He wants to raise us into his kingdom. How wonderful it is that we have a Lord and Savior. a Savior Jesus who, as we live in this world, as we live amongst the pride and suffering and selfishness and sin and the terribleness of this life, that he comes to us and he says, move up a little higher. Move up a little higher because of what I've done for you. Because I have suffered and died for you. Because I have given you your worth through my death on the cross. You can move up a little higher. And as you move up a little higher, you can live in my kingdom. Live in my kingdom here and share that kingdom with others. To share that kingdom of Jesus' love with those that are still living that lower life. Jesus comes to us today and says, much more than manners, but a change of heart. A heart that is filled with Jesus' love. Jesus' love for us and Jesus' love for others. May he continue to give to us that heart of love. And through that heart of love, to have our lives reflect that and to show that love in Jesus, through Jesus, to others. In his precious name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.